afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. My name's Pat Francis.
You got that straight, Jack.
And across from me is a very talkative
Gary Lucy.
Gary Lucy.
And sitting over to my left,
dressed just like Bon Jovi was in the 12-12-12 concert, yep, is Matt Belknap.
I bought this sweater at a 12-12-12 auction.
Black turtleneck.
Yeah. It was $17,000.
The money goes to a good cause.
It's worth it. Cause. Totally worth it.
Your hair is as good as Bon Jovi's.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
It is.
I beg to differ.
Well, I just think you're cut. Like, you don't have a $5,000 haircut.
Right.
He's a self-coiffure.
But
I need a professional haircut right now. This
your hair
is getting out of control.
Your hair is just as good as Bon Jovi's if you had his stylist.
Thank you.
Guy has makeup and everything on.
Yeah.
Handsome man.
Yeah, so freaking handsome. Ridiculous.
Not stop.
And what about Bon Jovi? He's handsome.
That's right. Well, yeah, I'm just talking about Matt.
Hey. Thank you.
Oh, Pat, this is my favorite week of the year. The year is done. It's like nothing but to do but to relax and catch up on movies and watch some football and take a walk and everything. It's
no
like
traffic.
No traffic. Everybody's out of
town. That's the best thing in LA.
I love it.
Thanksgiving and Christmas.
It's like the year is a giant burrito, and this is the last delicious bite that's been
and,
informed with.
You're working right now, though, and even work is kind of...
Yeah, there's no... Yeah, that's off, you know, this week.
Oh, you're off this week?
Yeah, 2 weeks, yeah. So
you're off
good.
For 2 weeks? That's great.
Yeah, so that's nice. And
awesome.
Kids are out of school?
Yeah, that's good, I guess. Yeah, no, it's not. It's a blessing.
It's maybe the only problem. My kids were up at 6:45 today.
Like, I know. They don't
sneak
really get
out. I go out to the kitchen because I wanted to get the...
Boo-hoo.
I wanted to get my...
My son woke up every hour from 10 until 4.
Well, we've been there, Matt.
Literally.
We've been there, and you think, well, once the kids are 12 and 8, they'll sleep in, and they don't. But
I was thankful that he woke up at 6:12 after being up for every single hour. I was like, oh, 6:12. Thank you. It's not 5.
I wasn't prepared for today's episode yet. I was almost done. But so I'm like, I'm getting up early. I'm going to get this ready. And then all of a sudden here they come. And I'm like, I throw breakfast on the table. I put on my clothes and I had to come here early to just escape.
Just to get away from them.
I'm like, try not to wake your mother. Bye.
Just put them in front of the television.
Yeah, they were watching some American Girl doll movie.
Oh boy.
It's with real actors. It's not with dolls.
Oh.
Matt was telling me there's some like Princess Avengers show where the princesses get together and help this
princesses assemble.
That's not quite right. But Sophia the First is I forgot to tell you the best part of Sophia the First. We mentioned it on Never Not Funny.
Which princess wears the eye patch and runs the whole shebang?
Sophia the First is like a sort of retract. Like Disney is saying, okay, we admit it. Those old princess movies maybe aren't the best, you know, for teaching lessons. So now they have this new princess, and like the old princesses drop in, I think. There's only been one so far, but I think they're going to be dropping in to teach her some new lessons and sort of telling everybody, hey, don't take those movies of ours so literally, because they're maybe not a completely above board. But the funniest part of the whole thing is that the valet in the story, the guy, the butler guy, is voiced by Tim Gunn.
Oh no! Wow, that's just
amazing.
How would that sound,
Sophia? Time to get ready for your ball.
Oh my god,
it's amazing.
They're going to be making amends in 20 years about look.
You're going to work it.
He does say, "Make it work." Also,
make it work, princesses.
So great.
Or I'll lock you back up in a sex dungeon.
Okay, you just sound like Fred Schneider. You're way off.
No, that's my.
It's not.
It's
bad.
Time for the ball. That'd be like.
You'll see your fate. Sign at the princess ball that says princesses are the best.
I'm going to make you go service those 7 midgets.
Okay.
And here, another great part, just in terms of rewriting things or sort of being kind of postmodern, winky wink, ironic or whatever, the whole thing. She can talk to the animals, and when the animals come in, they're like, they sing a song where they're basically like, we make your bed, help you get dressed, all we ask is feed us. Because they're like, we can't, like, you have the food, you have to give it to us. Like, so they're basically telling...
That's Princess Doolittle. Hospital, right? That talks to the animals.
Downside, Wayne Brady is the voice of,
One of the princesses.
A squirrel or something. I don't know what he is, but he's one of the animals. I heard him. I was putting the lights on the Christmas tree, and Zoe was watching. I was like, what is that? I sense bad comedy behind me.
We get it, squirrel. You're multi-talented. You can do improv.
The squirrel can sing, dance, and do improv. All moderately.
We were teaching Preston about improv, and I know he would love it, and I know he'd love to take a class or something. So we're at breakfast, and me and Jane were like doing some improvs, and he kept suggesting Pet Store for the place and everything. And so we just we didn't want to, so we'd do it and everything. Like, okay, now you're going to do it, but we're not going to do a Pet Store. You're going to be a cruise director, and Papa, you're the guy who's going on the cruise. So I'm like, hey, is there anything fun to do on this cruise? And Preston says, there's a Pet Store.
He is the Michael Scott of improv.
Yes, exactly.
He's being Michael Scott.
The best.
Oh, fun. Wow.
We could just reminisce. We don't even have to play
reminisce about
songs.
This year.
We talked a little bit about you. We said Fred Schneider, so that got us through that story. Because that was me.
And we were talking about 12-12-12.
And Bon Jovi. So.
Yeah, so that's good.
But now, Gary.
It's been a hell of a year, Pat. This has been a great year for music.
Tell me what's happening, Gary.
I think what made this year so good for music was there was...
What's the topic, Gary?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to review some of our favorites of 2012.
Tell me what's happening, Gary.
That's what's happening. Okay. And I'm gonna focus more on like things that happened in the second half since we had our halfway point show.
Okay.
But some things
makes
might
sense.
Sneak in there. But
this will be good. I like this because Gary will tell us all the new stuff that came out.
Yes.
I'll tell you about all the old artists who released new stuff. And so it's a nice melting pot. And Matt will weigh in a little bit too, I hope.
And it's been an amazing year for that, of like old bands, like when
it has been a lot of stuff this year. So it's pretty cool.
Things in there.
Not all good,
but at least they're still trying. They want to beat that Mayan apocalypse.
We will discuss.
Oh yeah, how did that treat you guys, the Mayan apocalypse?
So far, so good.
All right, yeah. I'm waiting for that other Tlaki Paki to drop, whatever those ancient Mayan sandals were. You know what I think made this a good year was there was
a very good year.
A couple of galvanizing forces that got everybody like on the same side of music for like which never happens. Everybody was talking about Call Me Maybe, and everybody was talking about Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
What is that one?
Gangnam Style.
I'm on board with one of those two things.
What? Do you want to hear a little bit of Gangnam Style?
Yeah, let's hear.
We have to.
The most popular YouTube video of all time.
Oh no.
And there's like,
how do I not know this?
You haven't heard this?
I don't have YouTube.
Oh.
Oh, you have the basic plan.
It's not on my cable system. Gangnam Style.
Of course, this was kind of more of a video phenomenon because, the guy is very humorous looking and everything. Are you telling me you haven't seen this video? Wow!
I haven't.
You run down to like a research lab or something. They need you because everybody in the world's head. You need to be the control.
I know. How crazy is that?
Oh. Well,
stop.
He does a funny dance.
I've lost control of my phone. And it's playing a rival. If you want to hear pop music in a different language. Oh, it just stopped. I think this is the song of the year if you want to hear.
What the hell?
This is from Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah. Here it comes. Everybody sing along. S-U-G-A-R.
Sugar Rush. That's a pretty good song, you stink brain.
For my money, that's the Asian lyrics song of the year.
And tell everybody what that was so they can go.
That's Sugar Rush on the Wreck-It Ralph soundtrack.
Nice.
Yeah, this year my 12-year-old discovered this Hatsune Miku. It's this Japanese... they actually perform live, but it's just hologram images of these two people. And then I don't know who actually sings and plays, but it's crazy.
We're living
in Hatsune Miku.
Living in a global village.
I know. It's nuts.
But, yeah, so that's so it's exciting. Call Me Maybe. That was, I think we both picked that for our best song as the
first half. That was on my list.
Did it hold serve? We'll find out. Pat, do you wanna get play something? What do you got?
Yeah, I'm gonna kick off with I'm gonna call this you know, growing up in the 80s, you know, 70s and 80s, I guess. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'll edit this all out.
No.
These and when I was in high school, the big three bands for me were three of the big five. What?
You're derailed.
Who's in the big 12 conference?
It's got to be your bull.
2012, three of the big hard rock bands of my era had new albums out. They were Van Halen,
sure.
Kiss, and Aerosmith.
Right.
And Van Halen was with Dave, and it had been like 28 years since they recorded it. And Aerosmith, it took them like 10 years. And Kiss has been recording recently, so it was only like a three-year layoff. But some of these guys were great, and some of them were okay, and some of them were not good. But I'm going to start out with an album that came out 10 months ago. It's still good. This is Van Halen, Little Trouble with Never. Listen to that Eddie guitar. It's crazy.
You are the wonder. You want to know how deep does a rabbit hole go? I know you never thought about it, but ask yourself later. When you turn on your stereo, does it return the favor?
When you turn on your stereo, does it return the favor?
Not if this is playing.
So I love that Van Halen album. It's still great, and I still love it. And then there's Kiss. Kiss came out with Monster. This is a little bit of a song called Shout Mercy. This Kiss, they always have to sing about getting the party started in there somewhere.
Somebody's got to do it. Everyone's really shy. Yeah. I love Kiss. I'll stand up for their musical output, you know, legacy, you know, but it kind of feels like that was written with fax machines and lawyers and everything.
Yeah, I agree. The album Monster, I'm lukewarm on. It's okay.
That's okay.
But it's not as terrible
okay.
as the Aerosmith album.
Let me speak up on behalf of our executive producer, Jimmy Pardo, who says that is the one of the top five Kiss albums of all time.
I know. I disagree with him on that.
And their best in however...
I highly think the last album, Sonic Boom, was more of the... classic Kiss sound.
I'm not saying my own opinion. I can't defend it. I'm just relaying the message.
I think a lot of people do like this album, and I'm just lukewarm on it still. But the Fair Aerosmith enough. Album, Music from Another Dimension, and that dimension is where they have music that is unlistenable. you know, all I read about this album was it's going to harken back to the 70s sound. Jack Douglas is on board producing again, just like he did with Toys in the Attic and Rocks. And I think the problem with having Jack Douglas produce is he just gets in the room, and those guys are all buddies, so no one says no. There's no one that has a handle on these guys. So this first song that we're going to play real quick is called Lover a Lot, and it's got one of the worst lyrics I've ever heard. I hate this lyric. Wait till you hear this.
It's also classic Steven Tyler punnery. It's not love her, it's lover.
Lover a Lot.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so here we go.
And a lot is not a word. Yeah, I think goodness. You learned that in probably fifth grade or something.
Here we go. Maybe I started in at the wrong spot. Is it 108?
This sounds like it could have been on Draw the Line or something.
Oh, here it is. stop. Oh, there's a girl in a lily white dress. How come she's so fucking passive aggress? That is fucking terrible.
That is one of the
worst.
That's
putrid.
Oh man.
It's like that is awful. That is what Jack Black was making fun of when, you know, he would abbreviate things and
it's,
you know, like
awful.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you so passive aggressive? Like, what's
your favorite position?
Yeah. And then one of the few songs I like on this album is it just harkens back to the late 80s, 90s power ballad stuff. This is called What Could Have Been Love.
I gave up and left you for nowhere bound train.
This is not 70s Aerosmith.
Now that train is coming gone.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, that sounds like, you know, it's it sounds like that Diane Warren song, but somebody, you know, spilled salsa on it.
That might be a Diane Warren song. There is one or two on this album. So anyway, bottom line is Van Halen, the record's great. If you see them live, Dave sucks. Aerosmith, the album's terrible. If you see them live, I bet the band's great. And Kiss, they still do the mediocre stuff. They
it's still a Broadway show.
Holding steady after 40 years.
So that's my classic reboot for 2012.
Roundup.
Yeah, classic nice roundup.
So before we started, Pat was like, all right, I got 22 songs, but I'm just going to play chunks. And I said, how is that different from what we usually do?
I just chunk it up.
Okay, I'm going to pick little bitlets.
Okay,
for my things.
I think that chunk is going to be my biggest. Everything else is going to be a lot quicker than that.
Gary, why don't you play snippets?
Okay, that's a good idea.
I'm going to do some snicklets.
Oh,
I want to briefly review the year in guitar crunch, because there was a lot of good like indie distorted testosterone-y.
Mm-hmm. Will there be any blunderbuss coming up?
Yo, maybe.
All right.
Have you had those Chef Boyardee testosterones?
I have not.
Those
had
are tasty. Probably the best song from this genre this year was probably Japan Droids, The House That Heaven Built. Could we hear a couple of snippets of that? One snippet, please. Okay, that's enough. Okay, so that we have played that in the first half of the year. Great song, House That Heaven Built. Also, we had The Men, we had The Cloud Nothings, Jeff the Brotherhood. Of course, Pat mentioned Blunderbuss, Jack White. Let's hear a couple of 16 Saltines. Let's hear about a Saltine here.
He doesn't fuck around. If you want to hear the guitar crunch, up front.
One of the best albums of the year, Blunderbuss. Yeah. Like a Blunderbuss, powerful, scattered. You know, a lot of different genres, but it'll kill you.
A lot of tracks on that album, too. Is there 12, 14?
73, I don't know.
73 tracks?
All winners,
Well, I know there's 16 Saltines.
I don't know how many tracks there are.
What if a deluxe edition came with a packet of Saltines?
The one I wanted to play a longer chunklet of was one you might have overlooked, and I think, Pat, you'll like this as a fan of Soul Asylum. This is a band... I think they're from New York. They're called Nude Beach. And this is called Some Kind of Love. It's got a little more jangle, but it's still pretty simple.
That's a winner already.
Yeah, listen to this. Stuff, huh?
That's like excellent. That. The sound on that is very aggressive.
It is pretty aggressive. And that is an excellent video. It's like done in the pop-up video style, but
nice.
But the conceit of it is that the guy, whoever's writing the pop-ups, like he kind of goes off on a tangent about how his life has gone wrong. So the band's playing. But
who invented the pop-up video? Was that Tad? What was his name?
Wow, I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm talking to VH1.
I'm pretty sure it was Oprah.
I think Oprah and Gail.
Do you remember at the height of the pop-up video craze, they did a pop-up video Oprah
No.
Episode. Did there was a whole episode of Oprah with pop-up video, pop-ups in it.
That's annoying.
That just makes that show even worse.
Yeah. Ouch.
Well, I'm going to... are you done, Gary?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's his last song.
That's it.
Bye. Okay, great. Okay. I'm going to go... I'm going to jump now and give give the ladies a little love, as I often do. this first little snippet is from an album that I came in here, and I'm pretty sure I said, don't like it, not good, boo. Mm-hmm. And I came around entirely. I love the whole thing now. It's a 30-minute... the whole album clocks in around 30 minutes. It's an homage to the 60s girl sound. This is Susanna Hoffs, and this song is called One Day. I love it.
One day.
Love that album now. I did not really like it at all. I was like boring, and now I love it.
It's a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, exactly. And next is Adele with, I think, one of the best James Bond themes I've ever heard. Just jump in a little bit here, a little bit of Skyfall.
Into your eyeball.
It's good. Yeah, the opening credit sequence. Did you see Skyfall, Gary?
No, I got to see it. That's I'm going to do that this week.
The opening credit sequence is just amazing, and they play the whole entire song, so it's a 4-minute credit sequence, which you think is going to be a little long, but I love it.
Can't wait.
Also, the people who invented the Seattle sound, Heart.
Yes.
They had a new album out this year. This song is called Beautiful Broken. If you buy the CD at Best Buy, there's 3 bonus tracks. Ooh. And this is going to prove that sometimes it's worth it to have those bonus tracks. This is Heart, and again, this is Beautiful Broken. Love that.
Oh, yeah. They're the greatest. And those grandmas could rock.
I'm telling you.
They've been out for like 40
I'm
years.
I'm telling you. Those rocking grannies.
So I predict we're going to talk more about them next week, but I can say no more.
And one more thing is I love Melissa. I can't say her name. I love Melissa Etheridge. And
what a star child. Think about her.
But let me tell you something about Melissa Etheridge. Her new album that came out this year, Fourth Street Feeling, it sucks. It's not good at all. It's the first album that I couldn't listen to. Terrible.
Oh dear.
But the only song I liked was the single, and one of those ones where you're like, hey, I love the single, and then you go, oh, the only song like that, huh? And so this is the only highlight. This is where iTunes is good. You can just go and buy this song. This is called Falling Up.
So here's to me. Yeah.
Conceited.
Raise a cup. I'm fancy free.
That's good. Yeah, just not a good album. She was trying to get in touch with her.
Falling up.
I know. Even that. I agree. I agree with you. I agree.
What was the B-side? Poe Buddy's Nerfect?
Why couldn't we just end it right there? The whole entire show. This is the last episode.
That's it. Poe Buddy's Nerfect.
I know. I agree with you.
Oh, dear. That's fun.
Your turn, Gary.
So that was your lady roundup?
That was my ladies, lady roundup.
In 2013, I predict Susanna Hoffs going to be sitting right here.
I think you're right. Wow. I think it's going to happen.
I'm visualizing it. I got it on my dream board.
I think so,
it's
going
to happen.
And by the way, that is not why I came around on that album, because we might have Susanna Hoffs here. And I'd tell her right to her beautiful little pixie
slow
face.
let's talk about rap, baby.
Okay.
This is,
let's talk about rap, baby. Let's talk about you and
Matt. Because rap is off my unless it's trapped in the closet by R. Kelly.
this is one you'll love. This
is not rap.
No, it's not.
This is something
it's terrible.
I predict this is going to be the next Gangnam style or thing that like really everyone gets behind. It's this guy might be my MVP or my rookie of the year. This guy's Mike Trout. He's my MVP and my rookie of the year.
Whoa.
He is
sports reference. Look out, guys.
Lots of stuff happening.
His name is Macklemore. He's from Seattle, and he had not only the maybe the funniest rap song of the year, but also the most like poignant and beautiful one of the year. Maybe we could hear a little bit of both of them. But go to Thrift Shop, Matt, and start about 15. This is Thrift Shop. This is the funny one. This is not the poignant one. Lydia, see what you think of this, Pat. Thrift okay. Shop, Macklemore. Oh.
Oh, that's not the same. It's
a Christmas.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, check this out. This you like.
What?
Funky horns. It's all about the joys of buying your clothes at the Goodwill instead of getting fleeced at the...
I'm gonna hop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pack. I'm just pumped. I bought some shit from a thrift Whoa. Shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in the deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me. Probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets.
Boing.
There you go. R. Kelly reference.
There you go.
Pat.
Right there.
You can follow that.
Speaking of R. Kelly. and then, so he has that great of it if that's his shtick, but then he has a song called Same Love where he comes out. This is a very rare in rap in favor of same sex marriage and gay rights and things like that. And it's a gorgeous song. He's talking about like his, you know, his first hand experience of like I guess his uncle's gay. But let's just hear the hook of this from about 119. This proves that like there's other people than Rihanna can sing. The hook.
Playing God. Oh, nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. And God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
But
I don't know.
And I can't change. Even if I tried. Even if I wanted to.
Gives me chills. It's so good.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's nice.
Good.
And then I'll close up my rap bit with this great record that came out late in the year, but definitely is worth your attention from straight out of the city of Compton. Kind of a new location for rap. Not a lot of things.
It's been dormant.
Yeah, happening there. It's a kid named Kendrick Lamar. He had a great album called Good Kid, Mad City.
Now, these aren't the guys that stand out in front of the Grauman's Chinese Theater and try to hand me their CD, right? These are these are real recording artists.
At some point, maybe.
I love the guy. Want free music? I don't know.
Have you ever done that? I one time outside of Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, I actually bought a CD.
How'd it go?
It was terrible.
Oh, man.
It was?
Wow. Yeah.
Got to get out there, though. But check out Kendrick Lamar. He's another one who's like kind of subverting the cliches and everything. This song is about like having a drinking problem and just like how you kids get kind of peer pressured into it and everything. We're going to hear, he plays different roles on this song. And, we're going to hear, kind of the guy, like the, party guy pressuring him into drinking a lot. Then we'll hear how his life descends. And then we'll hear his conscience telling him to maybe like not drink so much. And that's
we're going
to
listen to the whole thing.
A lot. No. He packs it in. It's, 50, started 51 seconds and right. It's about 40 seconds long, this thing. 45.
Record on repeat, took a sip, then another sip. Then somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive.
play, may watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Drink.
Headshot.
Drink.
Sit down.
Drink.
Stand up.
Drink.
Pass out.
Drink.
Wake up.
Drink.
Fade it.
Drink.
Fade it.
Drink. Drink.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscious. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick.
I love that. It's like the Great Gazoo showed up to tell him, like,
to
hey,
drink.
Hey, no, it said lay off the booze. But that's called swimming pools. Drank. Kendrick Lamar.
Now,
that's everyone's favorite song for the holiday season.
Yes, exactly.
Gonna drink.
Your son, Preston, could not impress upon you to play Ladies and the Drank.
Ladies and the Drank.
That's one of my favorite things that happened this year based on your Facebook postings.
Only here for the Ladies and the Drank. No.
Just him starting to sing that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I have to thank him. He turned me on to a lot of, he really started like getting, like, put it on 97.1, you know, like listening to the radio this year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Wearing his pants backwards.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
So what the pedigree on that, though, is wasn't Dr. Dre involved?
Yes,
in,
very much so.
Well, he's involved in all rap, right?
He's got to wet his
beak.
He's
on everything.
He's very selective. He finds mm-hmm. people that he thinks are talented, and he's usually right.
Yeah.
He's got a good eye, ear.
He could pick them.
And there, nose.
Did you read that History of the Chronic in LA Weekly?
No.
Oh, it was interesting.
Of course I did. Anyway. Hey, pop-up video was created by Woody Thompson and Tad Lowe.
Tad Lowe.
Ran for six seasons and then a revived series in 2011. 209 episodes.
It was good, but then it got, yeah, stretched a little thin.
Yeah,
grease pop-up
thin.
Video and stuff, but... Anyway, what's your next?
Well, my next chunk is just going to be bands.
Okay,
just bands.
Why not?
You know, new, old, mostly old. This first one is a band that was, like I said before, I've said it before. They were never on my radar, and I stumbled upon their brand new CD called Beautiful Friction, and it is an amazing CD, top to bottom. This is The Fix with Anyone Else.
Is that The Killers?
For what we sow, you know we'll reap. When will we know what we have lost? For what we've seen, it's final cost.
Cool.
That was The Fix.
That was The Fix.
That wasn't The Killers.
No, that was The Fix.
Wow.
The Fix album's better than the Killers album.
The Fix is in.
Yeah, this is it is. This is the one I've talked about a million times. This is Soul Asylum. The song's called Gravity. Then here's a band celebrating their 30th anniversary with a great album. I think it harkens back to their original debut. This is Asia with a song called No Religion. And then one more, a band that was brought to my attention this year by the drummer who sat right here at this very table.
Yes.
This is the Motion City soundtrack album called Go. Drummer Tony Thaxton can be heard all over this song called True Romance.
I'm a screw up of epic proportions, a walking hand grenade. Hypermanic, a dime store dramatic, a conduit for pain. She said, don't speak, just take it all, I said, don't speak, just mess me up, you better believe it's true, you know I do.
Now, just so you know, here's the kind of guy I am. I'm not bringing this Motion City soundtrack album up just because Tony Thaxton was here. Because if I didn't like it, I just wouldn't talk about it again. Tony, great guy. Your album sucks. But that's not the case. This is a great album. So look for it and get it. And I love it.
Such great feel as a drummer. You just hear that. He was just like kind of messing with the beat a little bit and everything. And
absolutely.
He was a really talented kid. I'm glad.
I put that on a mix, that very song. And I listened to it for basically half the year, for like ever since the summer. I've been listening to that a lot.
So. It's a great album. I love it.
Nice. This has been a big year for kind of the folky, rootsy sound. Pat Francis and Matt Belknap. Mumford & Sons, no huger band these days, probably. No. The Lumineers, that was really big.
Sanford
& Son, so big.
Love those guys.
Monsters and Men.
Emmett Otter's Jug Band.
Emmett Otter's Jug Band. Oh, boy, I hope they have a good Christmas.
Yeah, me too.
It's always up in the air whether they will or not. I get so nervous.
I find that unwatchable, by the way. I'm sorry to go on a tangent.
Even when the bad band plays, the evil band,
it is so boring and slow. It's from a time when there was no sense of pace or children's attention span.
So like, you'd rather watch Star Wars Christmas?
No, that came from the same poisoned pond.
But my favorite, probably my favorite, most like gripping album of the year that just like got its claws into me, and I couldn't stop listening to it. And it was the Carpenter by the Avett Brothers. Avett Brothers? Avett Brothers?
I think it's Avett.
Avett Brothers.
Avett.
It's so good. I looked, like, I went to their website. I got to see these guys. And they're not really touring. They're doing like a New Year's show in North Carolina where they live. So I might have to make the road trip. It's so good. I won't do it. I won't go to the Arclight Theater to see a show. But if you live out there, please go there. Please tell me how it is. We're going to. This is gonna be a minute and a half. I'm sorry, but this is the only song in this chunklet. This is the single from that album. It's called "Live and Die," and it sounds like Emmett Otter here at the top of it. Listen to it. Right. Well, damn it.
with Pat on straw.
Yes, sorry about that.
Listen to this voice, right in the solar plexus.
All it'll take is just one moment, and you can say goodbye to how we had it planned. Fear like a habit, run like a rabbit, out and away. The screen door to the unknown, and I wanna love you and more. I wanna find you and more. Where do you reside when you're high? How can I find you? 'Cause I wanna send you and more. I wanna tempt you and more.
So gorgeous. Thank you for indulging that. That's
no, that's good.
Top to bottom, just really breathtaking. The Carpenter. Check it out. Yes.
Slow fade.
Thank
I like
you.
It.
All right. What's next on your agenda here?
That's it for you?
Well, yeah. I just wanted to play that one. That was a little long section. Anyway.
All right. Well, Jesus Christ. I'm going to go into some old men.
Okay.
We're going to talk about some old men.
Finally.
Going to start off with, I'm going to play two songs back to back that have the same title,
ooh,
but they're both by old men and on different albums. Joe Walsh, I've only been familiar with him from being in the Eagles and in a handful of his solo songs. I never really listened to a full album by Joe Walsh, but Analog Man came out this year, and this is the album that caused my wife to yell in the kitchen, fuck this music. I think it was more because it was loud, not because she didn't like it. But
that wasn't UFO?
It was Joe Walsh. Fuck
okay.
this music.
Okay.
But this is a...
But it really wasn't at the accumulation of everything you've ever played.
Yeah, really? Isn't it?
It was really...
You're going to pin it on Walsh.
Walsh is just the straw that broke the camel's back.
Building up for 17 years.
Yeah.
So this is from Analog Man, and this song is called Wrecking Ball. And that was produced by Jeff Lynne, so that's why it has kind of that traveling Wilburys sound to it.
Sounds great. He sat in with McCartney last night on SNL, Joe Walsh did.
Joe Walsh must be a good guitarist, right? Even though he talks like he's out of his mind.
He can lay it down, as we can hear. As
now, this one, this Wrecking Ball, is from is the title track from Springsteen's much-heralded, mediocre album called Wrecking Ball.
Rolling Stone's top album of the year.
Yeah, you know, I just...
just by default, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, again, when you have a lyric on one of the songs, it's, you can put on your coat, I'll put on my hat, you put a... You bring in the dog, I'll put out the cat. That's not a five-star lyric at all.
Plus, well, if you're talking best children's album.
Yeah, exactly. And then, plus, that album has 11 songs, and two of them... are previously available in live version. He's like, oh, let's do some studio songs and we'll trick the people. But
Bruce, how many studio songs should we put on?
I'm gonna put on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So this is Bruce's Wrecking Ball, and this is about tearing down the what stadium did they tear down in New York recently?
Yankee Stadium.
Shea Stadium. Recently, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, one of them. Yeah.
Put up Citi Field.
Well, that's what this song's about. Hey, let's put that. Hey, a song about tearing down.
Did they not tear down the old Yankee Stadium?
They did that, but that was like in the 70s.
Yeah.
But
No. But they just moved the Yankees. Both the Yankees and the Mets just moved to new stadium.
Oh, okay. Wait, there is a new Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah. You're right.
Right next to the old one.
How about that? The tennis center in Queens. Didn't they tear that down and build a new one? It's probably not about that. Who knows? That would.
It's about tearing down. A stadium, and this is Bruce Springsteen's Wrecking Ball. Let's jump
in. You can tear a stadium down, not you can't erase.
Wait till you hear it.
I'm a home fair in these Meadowlands where mosquitoes grow big as airplanes.
He's talking about the Meadowlands?
Blood is spilled, the arena's filled, giants play games.
Yeah.
So raise up your glasses. Let me hear your voices come. It's tonight all the dead are here. So bring on your wrecking ball. Bring on your wrecking ball. Bring on your wrecking ball.
Sounds like that was about the Meadowlands. He's talking about the Giants played.
They tear that down?
Giants played the Skins?
They did build a new...
And the Giants played the Skins.
I mean, it's Bruce, so it has to be about Jersey.
Oh, there was also some stadiums in New York. Oh, I didn't know that. I'm just talking about New Jersey always, forever, the rest of my goddamn life. I gotta tell you, I'd rather have a mediocre Springsteen album than no Springsteen album. But,
yeah, I mean, he's a national treasure and
Rolling Stone
criticism.
Needs to stop giving some of these guys a pass.
I thought.
Of their legacy.
Didn't they? I thought Dylan, because didn't they go crazy for the Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Have you heard any of that?
Yeah, it's okay.
How's his voice sound on record? No, I'm being serious.
It tells a story. It's
right.
Weathered.
You we'll know, have to check that.
Well, he set the bar low with the rest of his career.
It sounds like something you would buy at Restoration Hardware.
I got two more dudes for you really quickly, and two more old dudes, and this next one, Matt, is not going to enjoy at all. This is from Donald Fagen, the lead singer of Steely Dan. Great, great solo album called Sunken Condos. I actually think this is better than the last two Steely Dan albums. And Matt hates this stuff, but this is called I'm Not the Same Without You.
Since you've been gone, impossible changes come about. My life is different now. I'm not the same without you.
I'm grooving.
I'm evolving at a really astounding rate of speed.
I just took my heart medicine.
Yeah, it's like he's pouring a can of Ensure into a martini shaker.
No music can put you right into a hotel bar in Jacksonville, Florida.
I'm not disagreeing, but I do like it. Okay, here's the other old guy, a guy who's trying not to be old, thinks he still should be on the cover of Teen Beat. This is Rick Springfield from his amazing solo album called Songs for the End of the World. This is called Our Ship's Sinking.
And I'll bear this cross of love enough for you, enough for me.
That guy just said, you know what, I wanna rock one more time. Can I rock?
He really does think the world's going to end, right?
I think he does.
So he's like, I better just make one more thing.
You get to be that age, you think it's over.
That's convincingly rocking, though.
Yeah, that's a great album for me, for my taste. That's top to bottom. That's a great album. So get that. It comes in 4 different album covers because you need them all.
Wow. Just like that Vanity Fair comedy issue. Did you guys read that?
Oh, no, but I saw it the other day. I want to pick that up.
A lot of funny covers. A lot of funny.
Yeah, isn't Martin Short's in there, right?
Some good reading on there. Yeah, he's in a cool. Nice article with him. Okay, how many pods do you have left?
I got one more chunk after you're done.
Okay, maybe I better combine chunks here. This is a great year for soul, neo-soul music. Frank Ocean, nominated for a shit ton of Grammys. We played that earlier in the year.
I have been reading this Frank Ocean name everywhere. I don't even know who that is.
Amazing, amazing guy.
Well, he played him already.
Fortunately, I didn't bring
it. You've heard it.
I've heard it.
You've been sitting here listening to it.
But that's okay.
Today?
We have it on record that you heard it.
Did I like it? I think I might have.
Who knows? But you'll...
Gary plays so much new stuff, it's hard for me to remember it all.
You'll see him at the Grammys.
Right.
But Miguel, he had a cool album. But this is a guy, he's one of those guys that's... a new album from him. He released his debut 10 years ago. And I loved it. It was called The Headphone Masterpiece. And I bought it because the review at Amoeba said, like if Curtis Mayfield was in Ween. Yes, that is for me. To me, he was kind of like a funky guy to buy voices, like a lot, like very lo-fi, a lot of like little just like chunks and underdeveloped ideas. I'm speaking of Cody Chestnut, who came back with a new album this year. And he hasn't been like sitting on his hands these 10 years. He really like... threw everything in the kitchen sink in this one. A little overcooked. That's not for me to say, but it is tasty. The song we're going to hear is called Love is More Than a Wedding Day. Rock solid.
It's more than a checkbook, yes. And it's more than the hottest look now. So much more than a bouquet that you bring on a first day, honey, yeah. And it's more than ego, man, in the end. Love is more than a wedding day.
It's kind of beautiful, huh? Seems like it could be on a... Jessica Biel movie at the end or something like that.
Totally.
Patrick Dempsey realizes that she's the one. Or who's that other? Who's the guy? Gordon? No, who's the Scottish guy? The guy from 300. Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler. That guy makes some shit, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, if only he could find a date. And then this is when I was going to play last week with our friend Michael DeBar when I thought we were going to talk about supergroups a little bit. Then we decided, you know, maybe we'll hear a guy tell interesting stories.
Let's not play any music.
But this was a supergroup of sorts. You got your main guy from Spoon and your main guy from Wolf Parade. When they get together with the drummer from New Bomb Turks, that is a supergroup, my friend.
It's a supergroup in somewhere. Of course it is.
But the band's called Divine Fits, and I think you're gonna like this. It's called Would That Not Be Nice? It's like Woody Allen, Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Oh, I like anything with a shaker.
Yeah, total shaker.
Because that's an instrument I could play.
These would be a little over a minute.
If I did, would that not be me?
So anyway, so yeah, it just kind of builds like that. But that's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, that's cool.
Divine Fits.
I like it.
From a thing called Divine Fits. Name of the album. Yes.
Is it over to me?
Yes.
Well, my last joke was the old men, and now I'm going to do the young ladies.
Ooh, yeah.
And just jump this in at 20 seconds. We know what it is. We played it 1,000 times.
Red chain skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing.
Where you think you're going, baby?
Hey, I just met you.
Ow, ow.
And this is crazy, but here's my number.
Thank you.
So
I will.
Hard to look right at your baby, but here's my number. So call me.
This is a 900 number.
Song of the year for me.
It's a pretty great tune. Does it taint it though for you when you find out that she just turned 27?
Younger, you mean?
Yeah, I felt like she should be like in the Selena Gomez type of a category.
But art is all about capturing an emotion.
And she did.
You don't have to be young to evoke that sense of youth.
She's probably very immature, if that helps.
I hope that you gotta be.
You know,
she was in a coma for 17 years. So for her, this is like, she's like 8.
Here's how out of touch she is from that coma. She's never seen the Gangnam Style video. Could you imagine?
No. Wait. What kind of monster?
Wait a minute.
Here, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that I don't think Weird Al's gotten around to this yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when he does, I think his song is going to be about the safety lamp created by Sir Humphrey Davy. You know that?
I don't even know what he's talking about. If you're talking about anything that might be in the news, forget it.
The safety lamp? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, it was miners used it. It was really boon to the mining industry. Okay. Sir Humphrey Davy came up with this safety lamp. And
what would that song be called, I guess?
I'm Humphrey Davy.
Yeah, he's like, I invented the safety lamp. I'm Humphrey Davy.
There's got to be a...
I think that's it.
It doesn't have food in it, so that's automatically off of Weird Al's
gravy. Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy.
I'm Humphrey Davy.
I just poured you on my turkey. Here's my dinner covered in gravy.
Okay. The next one I'm going to play is the one that's queued up to 27,
mm-hmm.
27, 36, and then 40.
Yeah.
Okay. So to me, this is the album of the year. This is
bold statement.
I know, because it's such a child's choice. This is Taylor Swift's album Red, and let's hear a little of. And another thing, when this came out, I was like, she's doing something different. She's co-writing all the songs this time. Yeah, she co-wrote 7 of the 16 songs. She wrote 9 herself, and they're all good. And this is called Lucky One, or The Lucky One.
You had it figured out since you were in school. Everybody loves pretty, everybody loves cool. So overnight, you look like a 60s queen. Another name goes up in lights, like diamonds in the sky. And I'll tell you now, you're the lucky one.
So that's Lucky One. This is the title track called Red.
She's talking about loving Bono, who started the Product Red campaign.
Wow.
Now, this the last Taylor Swift song I'm going to play, it came out in September 2012. It was a digital download only. It's a song called Ronin. It's not on the Red album.
And but it is about this Robert De Niro movie.
No, it's not. It's she was reading a blog written by a woman named Maya Thompson, whose son had died at the age of 4 of cancer, and his name was Ronan. And she wrote this song, and then proceeds all went to cancer research.
Oh, good for her!
And this is a tough song. This is it's got lines like "You were my best 4 years." So let's jump right in and play until we hear the song that's gonna the line that will all make us cry.
Oh, great.
I remember your blue eyes looking into mine, like we had our own secret club. I remember you dancing before bedtime, then jumping on me, waking me up. I can still feel you hold my hand, little man. And even the moment I knew you fought it hard like an army guy, remember I leaned in and whispered to you, come on baby with me, we're gonna fly away from here. You
knows what she's doing. That's good.
She also gave the woman, because she actually took lines from the blog, so the woman has co-writing credit on that.
Oh, that's good.
And that's, so buy that, even if you can't listen to it, because it'll make you lie in a corner in a fetal position.
Seriously. And want to play it. There was like, I mean, first of all, the single from that album was so great, and almost, to me, almost dethroned Call Me Maybe as the pop hit of the year.
Yeah. I just didn't play that because we all, because.
But then the other one that I love is a very silly song on that album called Stay. I think it's called Stay.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, there's only, out of 16 songs, there's two that I don't like. When I say I don't like them, I don't skip them when I play the CD. They're still good. It's just,
they're not speed bumps per se.
They're not speed bumps, but I like them less than the other 14 songs.
They're not
crazy.
Speed bumps. Are they circuses?
They're more circuses. Yeah, really. We're Never Getting Back Together. That's a bit of a circus.
Yeah,
I love hearing her talk about that, and like you have like a lot of strange images, and you're wearing glasses, and it's like, I'm trying to be alternative. That was her explanation. My favorite Taylor Swift is when she gets defensive about hipness and alternativeness. She really has got to. I have another theory about her.
That's in the song, even.
Yeah, exactly.
Hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
I like what's the one she does this? What's the one of the things right at the beginning? I remember when to do it.
The first time, then this is it. We've had enough.
No, we needed space, and she goes, "What? I love that.
That is
a great. Yeah, great.
She had a VH1 Storyteller special that just aired, and about that song, she said she was in the studio making the album, and a guy popped his head in. And he goes, "Hey, I'm friends with blah blah blah. We've never met, but he said you guys are getting back together." And then he left, and then her producer goes, "Why are you making that face?" And she said,
oh, is that what that that little snippet in the song is from that moment? That's awesome.
And she says, she goes, "No, because that, like, we're never getting back." That guy she's talking about, we're
he
never.
He called me up and he's like, "I still love you." Yeah.
We're never getting
back.
Most
unflattering imitation of anything.
and then her producer says, "Okay, that's the song we're writing right now," and
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So funny.
And then I
always wondered what this backstory of that, because you can hear that it's recorded away from a microphone, but like in the distance. That's stupid. And then she did it live. I don't understand that part. How she like does that live?
I know.
Like she recreates a conversation.
I know. Then she was on. I saw an interview with her and Katie Couric, and she said one time she was dating someone and they broke up, and the boyfriend said. The guy said, "You better not write about this." And Katie Couric said, "And did you write about it?" She goes, "Oh, yeah." So, guys, beware if you date Taylor Swift.
If you don't get it by now, then
danger.
It's just
the thing about Taylor Swift, she's Excalibur in reverse. Every young man in the kingdom, instead of wanting to pull the sword out, is trying to put the sword in, and she's saying, "No." But, man, she must be putting that One Direction kid through hell. I bet.
I can't keep up with the stuff, you guys.
Well, that's my 2012, Gary.
Good wrap up.
Anything
that was
else?
An excellent list. I'm going to, speaking of those like pop girls, I think I'm kind of a Kesha fan now. That Kesha song.
Matt was telling me when he walked in, he said he's listening to Kesha.
Let's do it.
Let's hear a little bit of Die Young and
hold on.
But Kesha this year, she recorded with the Flaming Lips. Mm-hmm. She recorded with the Strokes. That was a really cool song.
I think she recorded with Alice Cooper last year.
I think you're right.
And Iggy Pop on this album.
Yeah.
Which, I can give you a taste of that too, but this is
my 8-year-old was here. She would have called him Iggy Poop.
Iggy Poop.
Nice. Everything's poop and butt. Still.
Nice.
So while you're here in my arms, let's make the most of the night like we're gonna die young. We're gonna die young. We're gonna die young. Let's make the most.
not the best singer, but she's got that thing.
It's pretty obvious that you got a crush. The magic in your pants is making me blush.
One of the greatest.
Yeah, she sings on a song called What Baby Wants from Alice Cooper's
there we go.
Album last year called Welcome to the Number Two, My Nightmare.
Excellent.
By the way, that reminded me that the riff of the year, or the instrument of choice of the year, is the major chord acoustic guitar progression in a pop / dance song.
Oh, right, right.
There's
right.
Like 100 yes. songs that are just like they start like and then it's like and it's like, but just that little acoustic, just that sweet and sour sauce of, an acoustic guitar and then electronic craziness is so good.
It works. I love it. All right, so here I'll wrap this up with my song of the year. Like I mentioned, comebacks so big. So many of the artists you played today hadn't had an album in like 10 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
25 years. A friend, Michael DeBar, had an album. Red Cross, Soundgarden, No Doubt, Fiona Apple, Big Dipper had an album. DBs, Dinosaur Jr. Was that Dr. John album this year? I can't remember.
I think so. I think it was.
Bobby Womack, The Beach Boys, for crying out loud.
Beach Boys, yeah. But, we didn't talk about that.
The best of them all for me was Mr. Husker Du himself, Bob Mould.
Yes.
My song of the year is The Descent, and it goes a little something like this. Good. Sorry, like I didn't mean to like wrap it up that fully. Matt, I forgot to ask. I think we had some voicemails this week. Did you check the?
Oh my god.
I know people were calling in telling us their best of things. Should we like tack them on at the after your song?
Sure.
After
yeah.
Your playout.
Let's do that.
I know people called in to report on their favorite things of the year, and we just got to Gabin. About Kesha and whatnot. We just got carried away.
I'm going to start spelling Pat Francis with a dollar sign.
Oh, do that. And use like
Kesha does.
A symbol for your...
For Pat and Francis to use the ampersand?
Just
is
go P-at.
Is that an ampersand?
That is a... It's called a... I don't know what it's called, the dollar sign.
No, it's not an ampersand. That's...
You mean the at thing?
The at thing. What's that?
I don't know. The ampersand is the...
The and thing. It looks like a G-clef.
Yeah, there should be a name for that.
And thing, yeah.
The at thing, but I don't know if there is.
I know that a question mark is called a vertigule, I think.
I know that this is the bird.
What?
Right there.
Got us.
2012.
Matt, did you have
yeah, you know, just going back to, again, the instrument / riff of the year, the acoustic guitar.
Yes.
This is like a prime example of it. This may have come out at the end of 2011. I'm not sure, but it was on a... EP / album, I don't know. Flo Rida puts things out in a way that no one understands. There's like six or seven songs at a time.
Hey, guys, before you play this, I'm going to say Happy New Year to you guys, and then I'm leaving. I'm going to piss my pants.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Wow.
So, no, it's fine.
Yeah, go for it.
You guys wrap it up.
Gonna,
Happy New Year, guys.
You're going to miss the playoff.
See you next year. I'll listen to it as everyone does.
Listen to it in the bathroom.
Okay.
I'll pipe it into the system.
Thanks, guys.
Good show, Pat.
Seriously, you're going to piss my pants.
Sorry. So, anyway, yeah, this I think kicks off with just exactly what I was talking about. And this is Flo Rida. You heard it in the Wreck-It Ralph's trailer, which, again, you know, was a huge part of my year.
Yes.
Wreck-It Ralph soundtrack and stuff. This is a good feeling.
Get a good feeling, yeah.
name is Nick, and I'm just calling to say I really love your show. It always helps brighten up my Thursdays. You guys keep rocking out.
Hey, guys. This is Jason calling from Brooklyn, long-time listener, first-time caller. I was just calling to let you know that, yeah, I've been listening since episode one. Love everything about Rock Solid. Yeah, talking about best songs of 2012, big fan of Toxygen. Oxygen with an F. They have a song called Abandon My Toys off of Take the Kids Off Broadway that's pretty great. And I haven't heard Gary play any Foxygen yet this year, and I thought that that might pop up on his radar. So, yeah, keep it up. Looking forward to the best of 2012.
Hey, guys, long-time listener, first-time caller. This is Alex from Brooklyn. I wanted to thank you guys for introducing me to two of what ended up being my favorite songs of 2012. Granted, these were not released in 2012, but they were new to me. Those two songs were by The Thermals, You Never Listen to Me. I've been playing it nonstop. And thanks for introducing me to Hobo Humpin' Slowbo Babe by Whale. I can't get enough of that song. I love it just as much as my girlfriend hates it. Thanks.